she's coming soon. Soon she's coming home to me. Soon, soon, soon she's coming. Soon, soon she's coming. Soon, soon she's coming.
In motion. She turned her tender eyes to me as deep as any ocean.
Yeah, baby.
As sweet as any harmony. Ooh, she blinded me with science.
She blinded me with science.
Blinded me with science. And failed me in biology. When I'm dancing close to her, blinding me with science.
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 I can smell the chemicals.
Science.
Blinding me with science. Science. Science.
Science.
Science.
Science.
It's poetry in motion.
Poetry in motion.
And when she turned her eyes to me, as deep as any ocean,
as deep as any ocean,
as sweet as any harmony, oh, she blinded me with science.
Blinded me with science.
Blinded me with science. And failed me in geometry. When she's dancing next to me,
when I'm dancing next to you,
science, I can hear machinery blinding me with science. Science. It's poetry in motion.
And now she's making love to me.
Me?
The sphere's in commotion.
And the elements in harmony.
She blinded me with science.
Science!
Blinded me with science.
Oh, then hit me with technology. Talk to her, baby. William Shatner here, riding on the mothership. Just for the funk of it, baby.
Good heavens, Miss Sakamoto, you're beautiful. I don't believe it. There she goes again. She tied it up and I can't find anything. All my tubes and wires and careful notes and antiquated notions. But it's poetry in motion.
Who, me?
And when she turned her eyes to me,
I'm as deep as any ocean,
as sweet as any harmony. Oh, she blinded me with science.
She blinded me with science.
Blinded me with science. And hit me with technology. Down brings me around again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. burning out his fuse up here alone. Mars ain't the kind of place to raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell. And there's no one there to raise them. And all this science, I don't understand. It's just my job 5 days a week. A rocket man. A rocket man. It's gonna be a long, long time. Ground control to Major Tom. Your circuit's dead. There's something wrong. Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you...
All right, folks, can you hear him? Can you hear good old William Shatner? All right, that was our Canadian friend there from Montreal, William Shatner, who is way older than you think he is, by the way, just in case you, I mean, he looks good. You know, I'm looking at him and I'm thinking, I've always thought, nah, 72, you know, sort of early old age, if that makes sense. But let's just find out. Let's just see. Mr. William Shatner is something like 86 or something ridiculous. Let me Google him right now. And while I do that, let me tell you what's going on here. My name is Anita B. Shatner. And this show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway on CITR 101.9 FM. I was having myself a very nice conversation with good old DJ CJ. That would be Shrug here at CITR, the guy just ahead of me. And a very fascinating guy. Maybe, I don't know if he wants me to tell you this. He was an English lit major. Yes, I'm starting to really get into, I don't know, I guess the classics more so. Somewhat so. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a bag of wind. I don't know. But yeah, so very interesting guy. And he just graduated. He's done university. Oh, the good days. They're past him. No. I say that because I can say that. I graduated university. Okay, you can do the math. If you listen to my show, I'm old. So I graduated in 1993. What's that? That's a lot of years ago. Good God. So what are we at? 2012? That would be 19 years. Yeah. I bet you DJ CJ is close to being born in 93. I don't know. But yeah, that's okay. I'm Anita B. Yes, that's who I am. This show here is where we listen to Canadian music. And I'm with you all until 8 o'clock. That's right. Now, William Shatner, here we are. He was born in 1931. So that would make him, what would that make him? 81. Yeah, he's 81. And he's looking pretty damn good for 81. And sometimes I wonder, why do some people look good? Some men. And, the secret, and it's so obvious, maybe I shouldn't be so shocked that I figured this out, but it's the hair. I think it's when people have hair at a later age in life, the men, they just look way less aged. You know what I'm saying? Remember when he played TJ Hooker? Remember that? 1982 to 1986. All right. Anyways, let me tell you about William Shatner in his quote unquote singing career. I use those quotes because he really talks. He talks while he, over top of music. So the name of this album is called Seeking Major Tom. And for a guy who's 81, he's like covering some pretty crazy cool songs. All right, we just heard the song She Blinded Me with Science, which featured Bootsy Collins and Patrick Mraz. And I guess She Blinded Me with Science, I'm assuming, would be the Thomas Dolby song. Yes, I was chatting there with DJ CJ. And yes, women, apparently, we have that ability to just do many things at once. Yeah, I think I heard that in men are from, women are from Venus, men are from Mars or something. So yeah, blah, 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 doing a whole bunch of things. And but that doesn't mean I can really focus that well. But anyways, all right, enough about me. Okay, music. Let's talk about music. We have some things here at the station, which are very cool. We've got some Bend Sinister. Why don't we listen to that? Some Bend Sinister. And they have a new album out. It is called, let's see here, Small Fame. And lots of songs. 12 songs. It's a lot of work, you know. Let me tell you something. For being somebody who was, back in the day, in an indie rock band, I got to say this. You know, a lot of them are slackers. They like to smoke a lot of weed and, you know, like to party, which is pretty much kind of the reason a lot of people do it. And I was one of those people. Still am. I don't smoke weed, though. But really, at the end of the day, they have to produce. They do. They have to make CDs. They have to figure out how to get them pressed. They have to, well, they have to write songs. That takes a lot of work. And if you're good, you're kind of blessed, because some people work so hard and they just can't really create anything good. And there's others who are kind of slackers but are just gifted. And I don't know. I can't say anything about Bend Sinister. Don't know them personally. But why am I going on this? Where am I going with this tirade? Oh, it's not a tirade, but it's... anyways, just saying, you go out and hug your nearest band member who's making it work, who's going out there and working hard, because they deserve it. They do. It's a fun labor of love, I think, but it's still work. Anyways. All right. Let's listen to some Bend Sinister. Let's hear the song. My lady got you. How about, I like this one. We know better. They do. They just know better. They know better. Everyone knows better than me, basically. All right. We know better. And this here is CITR 101.9 FM from the new album Small Fame. This here is, finally, Bend Sinister.
Can't you see what's been going on? The busy people have the sadness in the parking lots, the shopping malls, until the end of the day when they go inside an empty room where they hope that someone up above will save them from the problems, where they sit back and relax and keep it in contact. But we know
confess. He don't even say hello. He got his eyes set on the second floor. It's easy to condemn without the facts. It's addictive and contagious and just plain wild. I took a step and that was easy, but it showed me nothing new. Grabbed your arm and I stayed real calm and I went for the ride of my life. But you know that it's easy to get caught up in what you know.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are located on the campus of UBC here on the very western tip of the city of Vancouver. I'm having some problems here, but that's okay. That's why I'm on air, because I was busy trying to fix things versus I had nothing ready to play. Okay, so anyways, I'm going to tell you what we just heard. We just heard some Young and Sexy, and that song was called Satellite. And I found that song actually on a CBC Radio 3 Sessions compilation put out by Mint Records. And that was released back in, I don't know.
answers. It's time for killing.
Folks, that there was the D'Urbervilles, a band who I'm very much in love with. They are out of Guelph. I think they're actually, we are alumni or alumni, which is the plural of the University of Guelph, which is pretty cool. The D'Urbervilles were a four piece. I don't, where they are exactly, I think they might be sort of on hiatus. I don't think they're really doing anything lately, at least because they've been around for a while. The song we heard was the title track from their 2008 album, We Are the Hunters. No, I don't want to save changes. Sorry. I'm doing all kinds of things at once. And yeah, love them. Now, the lead singer guy there, John O, he went on and formed the band The Diamond Rings. And they are awesome too. So, yes. Now, let's see. What did we hear before the D'Urbervilles? We heard Capital Six. Now, Capital Six are a local band. They are comprised, I think, of four. Let me just double check. Oh, yes. I got the CD right here. Okay. They are a four piece. They are Malcolm Jack, Matt Crisco, Henry Beckwith, and Jeff Mitchell Moore. They have an 8-song new album out. It's called Pretty Lost. Now, is 8 songs then LP or an album? I think that technically makes it an album. I do believe if it's 7 or less, it's an LP. Or sorry, an EP. Sorry. An EP. All right. Now, Capital Six, local. The song we heard was called Quit Your Job. And I wish I could tell you more, but I ran short on time there. All right. Duotang. I could tell you a lot about Duotang. Now, Duotang, Duotang. It is a what we like to call a compound word. And duo, there's two of them. They play bass and drums. And out of Winnipeg, this album we heard was called Smash the Ships and Raise the Beams. That was a Mint Records release back in, I want to say, 96. We heard the song The Message. And let's see, what's the guy's name from Duotang? Oh, goodness. I can see it. I think I put the CD away. Anyways, he went on, the lead singer, bass player there, went on to form the band Noviero. What is his name now? Troy Todd. Anyways, doesn't matter. All right. Anyways, there we go. That is what we heard. Now, this show here is almost halfway through. We are all listening to my show. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this is where Canadian music happens on CITR. And let's do a little weather forecast for us. Let's see what's going on. Now, I think we are in a streak of good weather. So that's a good thing. So we need to appreciate that. Let's just confirm here. See what's going on. Currently it's 22 degrees Celsius. Now, if you know Fahrenheit, it is 72. Now, that apparently is room temperature, so you can't complain, really. So 72 degrees Fahrenheit, 22 degrees Celsius. It is currently partly cloudy, partly sunny, which is beautiful. And the low tonight is 14. And tomorrow is Thursday. Thursday, we have a high of 21. And it's mostly sunny, but with some cloudy periods. So that's okay. Could be worse. And let's move on over to Friday. Look at that. Wow. Friday, we have a high of 25 and sunny. That is it. Just sun. Saturday, the same, except even warmer. So high of 26 with sun. Sunday. It is a sunny day. It's going to be on August the 5th already, Sunday. It's going to be a high of 25. Look at this, guys. POP, percentage or probability of precipitation, zero. Zero, nada for Saturday and Sunday. Good. Yay. Okay, perfect. All right. That is my weather report. Okay, let's move on to listen to some more Canadian music. And what do we have coming up next? You know, we could move back in the day. Why don't we? Let's listen to a little Mystery Machine. Now, Mystery Machine, if I'm not mistaken, let me just double check this here. I think maybe. Let's see what I can find. I'll come back with some more information on Mystery Machine. I heard some rumor someplace, possibly, maybe it was on Facebook, that they could be like reuniting. I don't know. We'll see. But let me do some research and come back to you on that one. I see I like to fly by the seat of my pants here. I don't know if that's a good thing. It's not necessarily a good way to live your life, but my radio show I do every second week. It's like every second Wednesday, once every 14 days. It's an hour and a half. And, you know, I'm very passionate about music. I really am. But life gets in the way, you know, and I just enjoy my show. I don't want to make it stressful for me. And I think you might like it. I hope so. Anyways, let's go back to the year 1995. Yes, let's do that. The label was Network, which is still around. And by the way, speaking of Network, this is freaky. I was reading the Courier, which is what I often do. I read the Free Courier, the local Vancouver paper. And it's free. Terry McBride, the guy who started Network Records way back when, I'm assuming back in the early 80s, or sorry, early 90s, late 80s, he is a yoga guru dude. He's like a total yoga guy. And I saw a picture of him in the Courier. And I think they said he was, I'm not making this up, like 49, which makes sense mathematically, right? But he looks 32 tops. He looked 29. And I don't know, it must be the yoga thing. Anyways, he's heavily into yoga and has some sort of yoga, I don't know, enterprise on the side. I don't know the details. I forget. But he's looking good. And you know what? Just like, what's his face? Good old William Shatner. It's the hair. Terry McBride has some good hair and he's looking young. So I don't know. Maybe it could be yoga. Maybe William Shatner does yoga. Maybe that's a secret. Anyways. All right. Back to Mystery Machine. That was my little sidebar on Network Records. Mystery Machine. These guys out of Chilliwack, if I'm not mistaken. And, in the valley there. They released this album 10 Speed back then, 95. And it found some success. It found me, let's put it that way. At the time, I was living, where was I? I want to say Windsor, Ontario. And they were playing Mystery Machine on the local alternative major radio station back out of Detroit. So they were doing pretty well back in the day. And let's hear some good stuff from them. From the album 10 Speed, we're going to hear the song, I don't know. How about Brand New Song? This is a good one. And there you go. Now, Joni Loves Chachi. That was a side project. That was one of the One of the bands that came out of Mystery Machine. Now, I know there are some more as well. That's just the one just off the top of my head. But here we go. This is the song, brand new song. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
No will to try it. sea salt, malt vinegar, newspaper wrapping, red sauce, tartar sauce, brown sauce.
Britannia, you are cool. Take a trip, Britons ever shall be hip.
Chips with everything. CITR 101.9 FM's Great British Music Show. It's hot, hot, hot.
You didn't say when it was, man.
Oh, yeah, right. Alternating Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. The very best of the very, very Britishest. Oh,
I knew I had a problem.
Eating and eating.
I felt so alone.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people just like you. Start living the life you deserve. Find us on the web at OA.org.
I knew I had a problem, but I didn't know what to do about it.
I tried counting calories. I took pills. Eating and eating, and then more eating.
I really wanted to stop, but nothing could make me stop.
At one point, it was so bad that I just felt like giving up.
I felt so alone.
Like nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people just like you. People who want to stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
Overeaters Anonymous, help me get my life back.
Now I eat in a way that's healthy and good for me.
I never realized what I was missing out on.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at OA.org.
Hey, Goodwood, I got the photos today. It shows.
Thank you.
right. We are back. When I say we, I use that term loosely because I was chatting with Val. That would be Valerina Ballerina. Her show's coming up next. That would be Val Cormier. Her show's called Folk Oasis. So keep listening, folks, because in 25 minutes, her two-hour show that runs from 8 until 10 will be starting, Folk Oasis. And then after that, from 10 until 11, we have Sexy in Van City, which is hosted by Caroline M. So it is hot and steamy out there, folks, especially between 10 and 11. Hoo-wee. All right, let's get back to discussing what we've been listening to. So we just heard something from Plumtree. The song was called Latitude. And Plumtree, they are no longer. I'm starting to get this allergic sort of reaction in here. I don't know why. Anyways, back to Plumtree. So Plumtree were a band out of Halifax. They were very, very young when they first made their when they first became big, and they got pretty big. They were on, I do believe, Murder Records. I think, if not, I know a couple of releases were on Murder Records, and then they got a lot of stuff was just like Factor Grant kind of like independently released stuff. Anyways, the song we heard was Latitude from the album This Day Won't Last at All. Before that, we heard something from local band The Battles, and that song was off a compilation. The song was Lycanthropy, and you can find that on the comp The Good Jacket Presents Vancouver Special, which is a Mint Records release. Very cool CD. And there's like 24 bands on it. 24 local bands. How cool is that? All right. Released way back when, though. Released, I don't know, 12 years ago. And then we had Arcade Fire in there. We heard the song Keep the Car Running from the album Neon Bible that was released, oh, I don't know, five-ish, four-ish years ago, something like that. And way, way back there, we heard the song, brand new song from Mystery Machine. Now, Mystery Machine, let me tell you what I did find out about them. Yes, I'm just right on their Wikipedia site, so I'm kind of cheating here, but let's see. We have some information that it says here, in terms of their hiatus and reunion shows. With children, mortgages, and other projects becoming more of a priority, the band stopped rehearsing on a regular basis. So, yeah, that's what happens, people. I'm one of those people. I was an indie rocking kind of gal, and then I had kids, and I keep one toe in the water. I still want to play bass, though, so if anyone needs a bass player, I'm there. Yeah. Anyways, and it says here that recently the band has announced a new album entitled Western Magnetics, and it is going to be released, apparently, here it says, next month, so September 2012, on, of all labels, Sonic Onion. Sonic Onion Records. How cool is that? So that's the scoop on Mystery Machine. Yeah. Okay. So we have, I don't know, 21 or so minutes, and we need to continue the rock, which is not going to be hard. And what do I have for us here?
Let's see what I have.
I think we're gonna go slow. I'm gonna slow down a bit. I think we're gonna hear some Hayden from back when. Some Hayden from back in 1995. This is my, I'm just gonna entitle the show 1995 when I podcast it. And by the way, go to citr.ca and you can find all of the shows, pretty much all the shows podcasted. So this show here, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, you can find podcasted. Anyways, and I think I'll just entitle the show 1995. Today is August 1st already. August 1st, 2012. Okay, we're going to hear the song from Everything I Long For from Hayden, Hardly. Let's hear the song Hardly. And, yes, let's make sure I've got this right. And, yeah. All of a sudden, an allergy attack. Lovely, isn't it? Okay, folks, here we go. This is Hayden on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Could I be the one thing missing from your life and from your everyday? You to
friends. I tell the rain to look at you. I tell her I need to tell you. Without telling you just how lonely I've been lately. You are just as lonely. Maybe we should go out for some coffee. So afraid. I asked Lorraine to give it to you when I go to the washroom. I return to the table. I look, but I'm unable to find you anywhere. I asked Lorraine. I tell her I need to tell you. I don't know you, but I want to tell you. I just can't leave here without telling you just how lonely I've been lately. You are just me know that she went up to you, gave you my number and said, call him or else he'll be sad. And I waited, waited for 2 weeks and that you'd never call me. How could I have been so stupid? I should have gone up to you and told you myself how you made me feel.
Do this crazy swing.
Electro Swing Vancouver celebrates its first birthday with special UK guest, The Correspondents. The Correspondents have floored countless audiences, with The Telegraph UK rating them as their top 10 highlights of Glastonbury Festival 2 years in a row. They will be joined by a live vaudeville band, burlesque, and a fire display for an all-round spectacular night. Retro dress is encouraged. Advance tickets are $15 at escv1yearanniversary.eventbrite.ca or at Woo Vintage. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM and So Salacious.
Listen up, the deadline for Shindig 2012 is fast approaching. If you are a local musician or band, now is your chance to get in on this high-stakes battle of the bands and earn yourself some prizes and glory. Past participants of Shindig include the Pack AD, 3 Inches of Blood, Japan Droids, You Say Party, and so much more. All styles are welcome. The deadline for digital submission is August 6th, while physical entries must be received by August 12th. For instructions on how to submit your entry, go to CITR.ca or find CITR Radio on Facebook.
I've been doing circles, I'm taking I'm yours, I've been doing circles, I'm taking I'm yours, I've been doing circles, I'm taking I'm yours, I've been doing circles, I collapse.
wrong for you then. If you show, you show. If you show, you show. Wanna feel like this, wanna get so into myself and lose track of where I'm going and lose track of how to get going again. Feel myself slowing down, feel myself turning around. Is this taken? Wanna feel like this, wanna get so sick of myself. Where are you going then? We love me and not knowing then that we're slowing down. You gotta turn right around and tell me that I'm taking them. Tell me if I'm yours. You collapse. Pressure of this life is so you can't be held accountable. If you go, you go. If you go, you go. When you act like this, when you get so sick of yourself, the whole world falls away and says, I feel like I have only missed the feeling that I'm here again. The feeling that I'm clear again. I'm not taken. When you act like this, when you get so into yourself, I lose sight of common goals and let it go. So I can be all alone, feel myself be going slow. Feel myself letting go, not taken. Not feeling like I'm yours. Taken, I'm yours, I've been doing circles. I'm taken, I'm yours, I've been doing circles. I'm taken, I'm yours, I've been doing circles. I'm taken, I'm yours. Life looks like a sentence, though, a constant game of falling short. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. When I feel like this, when I'm just so sick of feeling less than perfect, isn't right for me. I never fight to see if coming clean would get to me. I feel myself holding back, I feel the pressure, it's finally back, I'm taken.
Back in the day, back in sort of the, I don't know, mid-2000s, the mid-O's, mid-O's, not 2000s. Because if it was mid-2000s, it'd be like 2050. But anyways, that was the organ. The song was Fire in the Ocean. What a lovely, just emotionally beautiful song. Yes, great song. That was on, you can find that song Fire in the Ocean, well, on one of their records. But of course, I found it on a compilation put out by Mint called We. It's a Team Mint sampler. And the ocean are no, the ocean, sorry, the organ are no longer. They were like a five-piece, I think, all-girl band. And Katie Sketch, who I was friends with, has been in Toronto now for a little while. And she and her wedded partner, her wife, they run a place, a bar called The Hen House. And I think I just read something recently about Katie. I don't remember exactly where or how, but she sounds really happy, and they are sounds like things are going well. So good for Katie. All right, that was the organ. Then before that, we heard Tegan and Sarah. This is a band who they are twins, identical twin sisters, originally out of Calgary, and I think they're still here in Vancouver, I'm guessing, who moved to Vancouver. And the name of that album was called The Con. And the song we heard was, let's see here, I think it's called Are You 10 Years Ago. I'm just double checking. I'm just writing up my song list here. Yes, Are You 10 Years Ago. And there you go. Now, this album was released, let's see, back in 07. So it was like 5 years ago. And yeah, there you go. Tegan and Sarah. Now, Hayden, we heard before that with a song Hardly from the 1995 album Everything I Long For. All right. So I have about 8 more minutes or so, folks. So maybe I'll bid you all adieu now. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. My name is Anita B. And this is where Canadian music happens. Yes. So I'm here every second week from 6:30 until 8. And I used to alternate with a guy named Jonathan S. Now he's no longer here. So I don't know what's happening next Wednesday. So I think there's a fill-in occurring. So, but yeah, so you'll hear me just every second Wednesday. Now let's see. Today is what, the first? Therefore, 14 days should be the 15th. The 15th and then the 29th. But I will be away. I'll be going back home to Windsor, Ontario to visit my family. So, and then I'm going on a little side excursion with the husband and kids down to Tennessee and Kentucky. And we're going to be going to Dollywood, just outside of Gatlinburg. Very beautiful area. Gorgeous Smoky Mountains. So I'm very much looking forward to that. But that's okay. I'll see you guys in a couple weeks. And let's listen to some more music. What do we have? Oh, yes. I play this band a lot at the end of my show because they're just so good. I am talking about the Mini Pops. This song is just so catchy. It's called Because of the Dogs. And this is off another compilation that I have from back in the day called, Killer Bands from Mars. It's an IHL Records compilation. And the Mini Pops were a band out of Quebec. I believe Quebec City, like French, francophone. Yeah. Anyways, there you go. I will see you all in a few weeks. This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back. Oopsie daisy, I hit the wrong button. Oh, I was just getting into that song too. Totally. Well, so much for that. Okay. That was most of the mini pops until I was like hitting the wrong button. And then let's move on. I might as well tell you what we're going to hear now. So I think we're going to move on in here. Let's hear the Dish Rags. The Dish Rags, a band out of Victoria in the late 70s, three girls moved to Vancouver. The song we're going to hear is called I Don't Love You. And let's see that I can get this right. That's a shame. I apologize for cutting off those mini pops. But this here, let's attempt this again. Let's hear some more girls. This is the Pointed Sticks. Oh, not the Pointed Sticks. This is the Dish Rags. All right. On CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Hey there, my name is Callum Ming, the Executive Director of BC Athlete Voice. We're an athlete-focused organization helping British Columbia's athletes become their best. How do we do that? Well, if you're a BC athlete, we can help you with pretty much everything related to leadership, advocacy, and education. For example, we can help you find funding, start a new athlete group, or develop better public speaking skills. It's all at bcathletevoice.ca. And don't forget to look for us on Twitter and Facebook by searching BC Athlete Voice. Check it out.